here at Toka Park. It's Shelburne 0, Fen Harps 0. A very quiet first half in terms of chances. Fen Harps started really defensive, trying to play long balls up to John O'Flynn off front by himself. This really wasn't working out, and Shelburne probably had the better chances of the first half. Adam Evans played well down the left-hand side. He was causing Mark Coyle some issues in the first half, but it went into the break 0-0. In the second half, Niall McGinley, who was came on as a sub for Keith Cowan, who went off with a hamstring injury, started to play well in centre mid, and Fen Harps started to play a bit more possession play. Still, they didn't show much going forward and couldn't really break down the Shelburne defence. In the last 5 minutes, the game opened up with both sides having good chances. Michael O'Connor had the best chance for Fen Harps, but he fired wide with about 3 minutes left on the clock, and that was about it with the action in Toka Park. Next week, Fen Harps face Cove Ramblers in Balbuffet. Their squad's going to be cut even further. Keith Cowan seems to be out with a hamstring injury after speaking to Ollie Horgan. It seems like he's going to be out for a few weeks. Full time here in Dublin, Shelburne 0, Fen Harps 0.